Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, it could be said that for the first half of your life, people tell you what you should do, and for the second half, they remind you of what you have done. When you reach that twilight age of rest and reflection, here's a question. What things would you like to look back on? What would you like people to remind you of what you've actually done? Which events? What kind of experiences? Helen Shield has been taking a microphone into some of our finest aged care facilities to glean from our elders the wisdom that only they can share. We are calling these lessons home truths, and Helen has another handful to pass on. Hello, Helen.
I do. Hello, Sheridan.
You do. You've been enjoying this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it really makes me think of my gran too. She just passed away last year, and she was the last of my grandparents. And I saw what you're saying about looking back on the things you've done. I remember so strongly at her funeral hearing all these stories that had so been a part of my whole life with her, and thinking, I hope we still tell these. Telling them at her funeral and then thinking, we're going to get together and deliberately tell these so that these stories aren't lost. And that was something that really impacted me.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. People were telling stories of who she was, what she'd done.
Absolutely.
You know, I was speaking for a bunch of Lutherans at the beginning of the year in Adelaide, and I know a number of them listened to the show, and it was just a wonderful experience. And you know what? A big thing that Lutherans have, particularly, say, Adelaide Lutherans, I believe, or South Australian Lutherans, is that Lutherans have these family books. And so they actually have the family story is told in a book. Sometimes it's updated annually or every few years.
Oh, wow.
And then they print off 500 copies. It gets passed around to all the other families, etc. What a beautiful idea.
Absolutely.
And that wouldn't it be lovely, because then you have all the stories of your grandmother that actually would be, you know, held in print.
That is a great idea. There was something like that around for Father's Day this year, where it was a particular parent-child memoir book, and it had all these questions and spaces left, and you could give it to your dad, and it had all, what's your earliest memory of our time together, Dad? And tell me about when you were at school, and then when I was at school, what do you remember of that? And it was a really sweet idea. Yeah.
Maybe we've got a spin-off idea here for Home Truths. We'll have to look into that, you know, how to pass on those stories from one
Open
generation
House
to
3,
another.
We could release the memoir collection.
The memoir collection. There will be an Open House Volume 3. The memoir collection, maybe that'll be volume 4.
Okay.
So we have already asked in this series, number one from our seniors, number one, tell us about your most vivid memory. Number two, we asked them to tell us what advice they would give their 16-year-old selves if they could travel back in time.
Yep.
That was last week. Now, tonight's question, number three, that you went in, you asked, looking back, dear seniors, looking back, what was the best decision you made?
Yeah.
Now, who do we have? Same bunch that we had last year?
Same bunch, yes. Yep. They're all there. James, Betty, Mavis, John, Kenneth, Joan, Doug, Angel, the whole gang's here.
Okay, good. Now, just before we actually go to hear their answers, yes. I've already heard them and they really are quite touching. your best decision to date. Now, you're all of, 22.
Thank you. I like you so much when you say things like
we
that.
We shouldn't be embarrassed about our age.
You don't have
a
webcam in here, do you?
No,
great.
Totally not.
Yes, 22.
To date.
22. Yeah. My best? Oh, look, I don't want to go and sound like a cliche, but it's got to be Jesus coming into my life, which I guess was very recent if I'm 22, because it was when I was 21. And so just changed everything. You know, the people that came into my life and the new opportunities that came into my life, the questions that were answered, and then fascinating new questions that were opened up that, you know, I'll never plumb the depths of and reach the end of, you know. And it's a pretty hard one to top, I guess.
I feel exactly the same. I feel like, you know, the cliche answer for a Christian to that question is exactly that.
It was
and then
Jesus.
I kind of go, is there anything else that I could... No, that is the defining turning point in my life.
How would your wife feel about
at the
that
age
answer?
Of 18. Ah, that was... Well, see, both Meryn and I actually do say that our wedding day wasn't the best day of our lives together.
Uh-huh.
It was a fine day, but we were exhausted, you know?
Right.
The grace moment came when we jumped in the 74 Corona and headed on a 2-month holiday. Camping holiday.
Was that your honeymoon?
That was our honeymoon. 2 months, we had a couple of $1,000 savings. That's all we had.
Wow. Did you keep the cans on the string attached to your bumper bar the whole way?
No, funnily enough. They fell off real quick.
Yeah, right.
All right, back to the original idea we were talking about here. Home truths question number three. Looking back, what was the best decision you ever made? Here's Australia's seniors to tell you.
Getting married.
Oh, to come to Australia from England.
Become a Christian.
And be with my boys.
It's gone so smoothly, I think I must have made several that were right, really.
To get a divorce.
I thought he was a particular fellow, but after 6 months, things changed. And the point was, he liked a social drink. And then after 6 months, they opened clubs and they opened the hotels from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. And so he got in with the wrong company.
Cyclone Tracy up in Darwin. Well, they wanted tradesmen up there. I'm a glazier by trade, and I went up there to work to rebuild Darwin. There was nothing in Darwin. It was just rubble. And we got these big containers that come across on the ships. We had them sent all up, and we butted them all together to live in them till we built some houses.
It was always arranged that if anything happened to my husband, I would stay with him until he died. And then I would come out to my two boys here. I came here in 1986.
It changed my life totally and utterly. I'd been an alcoholic for years. I was a heavy smoker. I lied, I cheated, I did all the things that were wrong but quite normal to me in those days. And then I was coerced into going to church. I got there under false pretense. And there was an altar call that morning, and I found myself up in front of the altar, not realising I'd even got there, and gave my heart to Jesus.
Getting married. I don't know whether Joan agrees with this, but I met this girl when I was 18, and we've been lovers ever since.
Everybody needs to marry someone like that guy who's talking about them like that 60 years on.
That's a beautiful answer, isn't it? That's a beautiful ending to the Home Truths question number three. What's the best decision you ever made? Helen Shields been taking a microphone into aged care facilities around the place and asking these kinds of questions so we can actually learn from the answer.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.